trackaholic. Call it what you call it. Saturday night, I am so Kenny Wallace on that. Dirt, 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 I miss that. Dirt, 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 gotta get back to it. I've been the Kenny Wallace of the rap game. Ever since I hit him with that dirt track thing. Now nationwide, everybody knows my name. They're like, mama, that's Kenny Montgomery. He sings that song we like. Yeah, boy, that's me. Roll out the trailer, I'm flossing. Them Hoosier tires glossing. Them cold kind, we're tossing. They know I came to wreck it, yet I rarely bring out a caution. I hit the high side. Boy, I park it for Brian Clausen. I do them like Kyle
Larson. Welcome to Throttled Up, the podcast. Throttled Up will be a weekly podcast featuring Matt and Dustin. We plan to discuss the legendary Brownstown Speedway, along with other local dirt tracks, Eldora, Salem Speedway, and all of your IndyCar and NASCAR news. Don't miss an episode of Throttled Up, the podcast.
Hey, Mo, are you going to win it? Yeah, I hope y'all brought some stamps, because y'all know I'm about to send it on it. Dirt, 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 I'm all about that. Dirt. I'm throwing dirt, 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 dirt. I miss that. Dirt, 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 dirt. Gotta get back to it. I'm a dirt trackaholic. Call it what you call it. Saturday night, I am so Kenny Wallace on that.
Welcome back to Throttled Up, the podcast. Got Matt back in studio this week. It's just going to be me and Matt. He is over the open wheel flu from last week. It's a terror if you end up getting it. Those late model guys out there, watch out. It's been going around, that open wheel flu. But Matt has recovered, and he is back in studio with us this week. So welcome back, Matt.
For the record, it was an open wheel flu. I actually was quite looking forward to talking with Caleb Faulkner there, and missed it. I didn't get to sit here and talk with him. Like I told you before we went live, that I have the same connection with B&M Salvage that he does. You know, that's where I see my first race car up close. So I actually was very excited to talk to him, and I was actually just sick. You know, normally no open wheel flu or nothing like that. So don't want to get no hate mail, you know, from the sprint car guys. So.
No, I was honest with the Faulkners. I told them that you weren't feeling well. But to all the fans out there, I'm sticking by my story that it was the open wheel flu. So, and if you don't believe me, go back and listen to those past episodes on ThrottledUpPodcast.com, and you might see a different story. And as I sit here, we've got Nathan Bowling joining us on Facebook Live all the way from the Florida beach.
How's that sunburn, Nathan?
And I'm also worried about, I saw that the sea lice or whatever that's down there that's eating people up. So I hope the Bowlings are having a great vacation and not getting any sea lice. So
I didn't know the Bowlings went to Florida, so I sent him a text message today telling him, you know, hey, we don't have a guest this evening, come on over and hang out with us. And that's when he enlightened me that he was in Florida. So
again, that's another thing with you not being on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you would have known that Nathan has counted down like the last 37 days until his vacation. So the rest of the world, we didn't miss that the Bowlings were headed to Florida. So, you know, all the best to those guys. Glad that they all got to go down there as a family, and I hope they're having a great time. So awful sunburn, Nathan says. Awful.
He told me today he was a lobster. That was how he described himself today. So I can imagine that, man.
I can't wait to see you on the sky deck this Saturday evening as a big glowing red lobster up there, Nathan.
He won't have to wear his yellow shirt. He'll just let his arms glow out for him. So,
you know, I don't really know where we kind of want to go with this tonight, Matt. I know we kind of tossed out some ideas, but to kind of pull it back around to be serious, you know, the racing world lost another great this week, and you know, in the tragic passing of Jason Johnson, and you know what, I think the thing for me that I think hits home the most is it's kind of like when any great at anything they do passes. You know, I've spent so much time this week going back and watching video clips of Jason racing and interviews with Jason and seeing the passion he had. And I kind of kicked myself. You know, it's like when Prince died. I wanted to listen to all the Prince albums again, or, you know, whatever it was. But I kind of kicked myself for not being more involved in watching his World of Outlaws career now. But, you know, the dude could just flat out wheel, and he had a passion that was unbelievable.
And, you know, I kind of reflected maybe in a different way also. You know, I love racing. It's probably my biggest passion, but I'm also a huge fan of the stick and ball sports. And, you know, how many of those athletes, when they walk out on the field, think, this is so dangerous, I might not walk back to the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with the race car drivers, that's a possibility. And that's every class, you know, from NASCAR, you know, to the Hornets and even down to the go-karts. You know, that is a possibility there. And I think sometimes we kind of forget, or we take for granted, the dangers that the people that put on our sport for us actually put themselves in.
And I agree with you 100%. I know you and I texted a little bit back and forth, you know, over the weekend as the news came out. And I think the thing that is just amazing to me is I think we almost sometimes get numb to the danger, because we've talked a lot on here about the safety increases and the Hans devices and the, you know, arm restraints and all the different things that have come into racing, you know, and if you want to get up to the top levels, the safer barriers and everything that has kind of come about in the last 10 to 15 years to make racing safer. But we all kind of have to remember that no matter what is brought in, it's still a dangerous sport. Oh, yeah. And it's a huge risk.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are strapping themselves into rockets, and, you know, racing is always going to be dangerous. And, you know, I'm sure that's some of the enticement for the driver and for the fan. But, you know, I think we need to learn to appreciate all the fans, or all the drivers as fans, that, you know, we need to thank them for taking that danger. You know, not all of us are willing to do that. So
I agree. And, you know, one thing that I kind of I named this week's episode was, why do they do it? You know, and you and I kind of text this back and forth too, but I guess I'm going to throw it out to you first. Get your thoughts. Why do you think a driver is willing to climb in and make that risk every day?
Well, you know, the one thing we see with all the guests we have on here, there is some kind of connection somewhere. They had a friend that raced, or, you know, maybe no family member actually raced, but the family member took him to the racetrack, or, you know, this and that. And, you know, all of them say it's an adrenaline rush. You know, they love to do it. And I think that's what it is, you know, it gets the heart pumping, gets the excitement up, and they know it's dangerous, but they forego that because of such the excitement and the enjoyment they get out of doing it is all I think it is, you know, that's a way for them to get that heart rate up and have some fun.
Well, and I think to build on what you just said, I think that another huge part too is everybody had that connection, whether it was a family member, whether it was that first driver when they walked through the pits that handed them, you know, a fan card, or handed them a piece of their race car or whatever, autographed their hat. All of us can kind of remember those heroes in racing. And I think for a lot of drivers, that's part of it. I mean, you know, and shout out to Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee. I know Mark and Jamie posted the hero cards that they had put together for this weekend at Brownstown. And, you know, those drivers, you know, pay for those things out of their own pocket, you know, in order to kind of entice those younger fans. And I think that's part of climbing in that car, is to put on a show and to excite these kids and to keep the sport alive.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that, because – you know, when I was a young fan, you know, I was close to those guys. That wasn't like a NASCAR guy when I watched on TV. You know, I went on a Saturday night, and I seen them. They were up close to me. You know, sometimes they came up in the stands because their family was up there. And they were probably more heroes and idols or role models to me than anybody ever on TV, because, you know, they went to the same places I did. You know, we would leave the racetrack and you know, stop by Dairy Queen, and there might be one in there, and I got to watch him eat. So that, you know, and I think that is a lot of it, that, you know, those, I don't think a lot of the drivers even realize how much the youth look up to them at the racetrack.
No, and it's, you know, I've always said this too about, and I know the football players kind of argue this, but you and I had this talk when we were at Eldora with some of the drivers. I think football and racing, anywhere where you wear a helmet, I've always thought that the enticement to know the person or see the person or to get that image, because I can watch a guy wheel a car, and if I've never seen them, you know, their personal face, I create that mental image of mm-hmm. what I think they're going to yeah. look like, because I base it off driving style and other people that drove. And then sometimes they step out and you're like, are you serious?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you know, to talk about another great that we lost way too early, Brian Clawson was a lot like that.
Yes.
You watch that guy wheel, and then he'd get out and he was this skinny rail, small guy. And you're like, is he really the guy that was just wheeling that thing? And it's an enticement to really get to see those guys and have that personal connection to them.
I think they realize at a young age they're all the same size in the car. You know, it's not like a football player. You know, you put the biggest guys on the line and the fast, skinny guys out as receivers. You know, a race car driver, no matter what stature you are, you know, on your body, when you get in that race car, you guys are all the same size.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. Morgan Webster here on Facebook Live ask about how do we feel about the BC 39 sprint race that they're going to run at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Yeah. They're leading up to the Brickyard. And I'll go ahead and say first, personally, I think it's awesome. I think it's one of the coolest things. I am pumped that they're going to put the dirt track in there. I'm really glad to see I'm glad NASCAR is kind of supporting that, but I'm even more excited that IMS and Indianapolis mm-hmm. Motor Speedway is kind of honoring the tradition of those USAC guys and those open wheel guys here in Indiana, those dirt guys that have become some of those homegrown stars that were at the 500.
Well, and it kind of goes back to the grassroots of the Indy 500. I mean, if you race the Indy 500, you race USAC.
Absolutely.
You know, the USAC was your Indy 500 guys.
And that's what I just think it's, I'm very happy because I've felt like IMS and at times has kind of tried to pull themselves away from yeah. the grassroots and the dirt. You know, they're a much more international sport now. And I feel like sometimes they've pulled away from that. So for them to come in and say, hey, we're going to put a dirt track in here in the infield, you know, in turn three and run this race, I think it's awesome. Kudos to them.
I do too. And the payout was pretty impressive also.
Absolutely.
I've seen that. So.
And jumping on, you know, with the BC and kind of honoring mm-hmm. him, I love that idea as well. I do want to take a quick second here, because when we talk about passion, and this is one of those that has been played a lot this week, and I know that if you're watching us on Facebook Live or you're listening to the podcast, you won't be able to see this, but I don't really think you have to see this to appreciate it. But this is actually the Knoxville Nationals, and it's about 5 minutes, so I'm going to let it play, but this is the call from the year that Jason Johnson won, and not only do I want you to hear the call of the excitement of the race coming up, but then his interview, and again, yeah. the passion that this guy had for what he did. So I'm going to run this here real quick, and
Darren Pittman brings him down to Knoxville Nationals, goes green! He'll go side by side into the opening corner. Pittman on the bottom, on the top, Jason Johnson, but Pittman strong down low. He has the lead. Johnson second, Jamie Beal, and Kerry Manson side by side for the third spot. And Jason Johnson is catching up with the Great Clips number 9.
Down the front straightaway, lap traffic ahead of your leader, Darren Pittman. He'll go to the bottom side of the racetrack. Here comes Jason
He's
Johnson. A big run across the middle of turn 2. Down the back straightaway, your race is for the lead.
Jason Johnson to the cushion. Darren Pittman on the bottom. Johnson looks strong, cuts to the middle of the speedway out of turn 4 and around Darren Pittman. Jason Johnson takes the lead on lap number 11.
Jason Johnson motors by, but now Pittman by 2 car lengths back to the inside. He'll regain the lead off of turn number 2. Down the back chute, 2 car lengths back. Johnson back to the cushion. Here comes Donnie Schatz. A 3-car battle for the lead off turn 4.
Pittman, Johnson, and Schatz. Pittman back out in front on lap number 12. Jason Johnson still right there, but now Schatz to the inside, and Johnson racing for second out of the second quarter.
Side by side now, Donnie Schatz moves up into the number 2 position. Jason Johnson goes back to the top side of the racetrack. Pittman moves up. He'll open the bottom. Here comes Donnie Schatz off turn 4 for the lead.
Donnie Schatz leads the 13th lap of the 56th Knoxville Nationals. Darren Pittman back to the cushion in 1 and 2, trying to reclaim the top spot. Jason Johnson there as well. Heavy traffic for the
really
leaders into turn number 3.
Through the bottom of turns 3 and 4, Schatz held up behind the 1C. Now he'll move by on the inside. Here comes Jason Johnson around the outside of Darren Pittman for second. He's got it.
at the flag stand. Pittman back to the inside and turns one. Side by side for second. Johnson on the outside. Here comes Jason Johnson around the outside off turn four. Here races for the lead. Jason Johnson to the inside. Slides. Donnie shouts the rage and cage into the cushion out of turn number four. And the crowd is on their feet as Jason Johnson leads lap number 27. Jason Johnson couldn't get by Terry McCarl on the entry to turn one, and now Schatz has an opening on the inside. Donnie Schatz back to the lead in turns three and four. Donnie Schatz, and now Johnson right back to the inside. They'll go wheel to wheel at the line. Donnie Schatz.
Oh, they get together in turn one. Jason Johnson takes the lead from Donnie Schatz. They bump tires going into turn number one. Now Donnie to the outside. Down the back straightaway. Jason Johnson has it. Here comes Schatz on the inside.
Donnie Schatz with a slide job out of turn four. Jason Johnson turns it back. Side by side across the line. Schatz back out in front.
Jason Johnson slides him across turn one. They bump again in turn number two. Jason Johnson leads down the back straightaway. The lap car just ahead of McCarl. Shane Stewart trying to close in as Donnie Schatz. Five car lengths back from your leader.
As Schatz gets one last run on Johnson down the back straightaway.
Jason Johnson through the top side of turn three. Donnie Schatz down low. Doug Clark weighs the twin checkers off of turn four. A drag race to the win. And Jason Johnson wins the Knoxville Nationals. He's climbing on top of the
I'll
race
be honest,
car.
That was as
Jason
impressive he got on top of his wing. And was able to hold on to him. But again, I know Facebook Live, you can't hear this, but go look up the 2016 Knoxville Nationals and watch the call. The call's amazing from the announcers.
Parked it, BC!
And the passion he gets out with here is just amazing.
I wasn't giving up. I mean, this is the biggest race of the year and the biggest race of my career. And it was a golden opportunity. I needed to make the most of it. And I know he wasn't happy with me for crowding him, but shit, I wanted to win.
And if there's ever a quote to go with it, it's right there. You know, the idea that, he wanted to win that bad. And we talk a lot about, you know, racing and what's right and what's wrong and how you race people. But, you know, there's a guy that's just flat out passionate that just wanted to win and in a race that means so much. And, you know, I absolute hate to see that he's gone. But I will say this, I saw one great tweet this week and I said this actually on my other podcast and wish I could give credit to whoever tweeted it. And I don't remember, but they said, can you imagine right now the sprint car races going on in heaven with BC and Jason Johnson, man, because those two have got to be, I mean, we all know that up there, the cushion's got to be endless. So those two have got to be just tearing it up. And, you know, it's an absolute tragedy, and I hate it, but it did put a smile on my face to think about those two back together in heaven, and they got to be running wide open up there.
And I'm going to give a shout-out to the announcers there at Knoxville because you could tell they were actual fans of the sport. They weren't just guys talking in the microphone because – I think they forgot about the microphone, and I've caught myself do that a time or two when the races got exciting. I forget that I'm the announcer, and I become the fan that just talks the whole time.
Yeah, they were screaming. It wasn't calling a race. It was pure joy and screaming about the battle going on, and then obviously when Jason won. And I agree with you. I apologize. I know for some of the people watching on Facebook Live, that's not a whole lot of fun because – you can't see it and can't hear it, so I apologize. But download the podcast, listen to the segment we played, or go look it up on YouTube for yourself because it is worth seeing the interview. It is, you know, just a great call by the announcers, great racing. And then, like I said, you can't beat it at the end when he says, you know, I know he's upset that I was crowding him, but shit, I wanted to win.
Yeah. And also, right before we went to that, I do want to give a shout-out to Joe Godsey that logged in there to see us. You know, he took the time to let us interview him when he was trying to get ready for the dream there over at Eldora. And I just want to tell Joe that I do appreciate him taking the time out for that. I know he was busy. I mean, when we walked up to him and asked if we could interview him, you know, he's holding, you know, a shock in his hand. And, you know, I'm sure he had other things on his mind he wanted to get done for the race car than talk to me and you. But I do want to give Joe a big shout out. And thanks for logging in this evening, Joe. And thanks for letting us take some time over at Eldora and interview you there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. And thanks again, Joe. And, you know, I know you told us over there that you plan to make it back over to Brownstown sometime soon. So we hope to see you, and we'll be happy to talk to you again then. So, again, thank you very much. So, as we kind of talk about it, obviously, you know, and I think it would be a cool episode here to some of you drivers. You know, I see Jeremy just logged on. I know we've got some other drivers on. To have an episode here in the next coming weeks to talk about, because you know, not to make a negative of it, but why do you take the risk? Why do you climb it? Because it's not just the physical risk, obviously, but you're taking financial risk, the money you put in. You know, and I know we've asked some of the drivers on, but I'd like to have a round table of drivers that sit down and just say, this is why. This is why it drives me every week to get to the track.
Yeah, and, you know, you guys that are listening, you know, come and find me or Dustin Satter there at Brownstown and tell us you want to come on for the round table, because I would love to hear you guys discuss, because I'm sure it's with like anything else, you know, as soon as one of you guys bring up something, the other two can build off of that. I think it'd be a great discussion to have, you know, at least three drivers in here and have a big discussion over that.
And like I said, I see that Jeremy has logged on here, and I know you wanted to talk about Saturday night. He's got some giveaways, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if the $20 a car load isn't good enough to come to Brownstown and watch the races, Jeremy let me know today that he's bringing four youth shirts and four adult shirts. And I got to get creative and figure out ways to give them away there. But, you know, that's starting to happen a whole lot this year. The drivers are bringing things to connect with the fans. And I don't think no one's brought more this year than Jeremy's going to this coming Saturday with eight shirts to give away. And, you know, you guys, you know, I'm sure Jeremy's paying for all that out of his pocket. So, that, you know, that's just the way he's trying to connect back with the fans. So if you guys want to win a Jeremy Owens T-shirt, you know, your kid wants to, or you want to come to the racetrack, and I'll think of something creative to give him away. And I appreciate Jeremy doing that.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with some Jeremy Owens trivia.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We'll have to come up with some good questions and throw it back at him. And Jeremy, I already saw, you know, he commented there as we were talking about why, and he said competitive nature, and I agree. I think that's a lot of it. You know, for most drivers, The thrill of winning makes it all worthwhile. That sweet feeling. So, but let's go ahead. Let's talk a little bit about this Saturday night, because again, Mother Nature wasn't good to us, and I'm just going to be honest. I have to blame you, because it was a sprint car weekend at Brownstown Speedway, and I have to assume that you were doing a rain dance or something. Not that I really think you would do that.
No,
but,
not at all.
Because I know you like to watch any kind of racing, but once again, I'm disappointed, because I was really excited to see the sprints and the TQs over there and get a chance to watch them race. But
for the record and to defend myself, I look forward to any Saturday night I get to go to Brownstown Speedway for the races, okay? I you know, I love going to the races. You know, I've said that 100 times, you know, been going there since I was 5. So there was no rain dance. You know, I get upset when we don't get to go to the racetrack,
But I have to call you out. I mean, I'm going to just go ahead and bring it up. At Eldora Speedway, we're walking across the campground, and there's two of those fancy golf carts. One is a late model, one's a modified. And I said, you know what? I honestly think I like the modified look a little better. And you said to me, you would, open wheel boy. I mean, that's exactly what you said to me. So just because you don't do it when there's a microphone in front of you doesn't make me feel bad for you. I'm still coming.
You know, I haven't hid the fact that I am a late model guy, you know, but I'm also a race fan, and that, like I said,
100%.
That is with anything. You know, my next-door neighbor for years was Rod Reynolds, you know, owned sprint cars, you know, was over in his race shop every evening. So, you know, I've been around my share of sprint cars also. So just for the record, everybody, that I do pick on Roller a little bit when it comes to the sprint car thing, but I love all forms of racing.
And I do as well, even though I do lean towards that side. I enjoy every bit of it. So, yeah. So no hate mail. We already got enough the night that I said Jeremy Owens had the best looking car in the sport. So I don't want to get that stirred up again. No, but let's talk about this weekend because it is an exciting weekend. It's fan appreciation night at Brown Sound Speedway. And
no, that's June 30th, ain't it?
Oh, you're right. No, it's this week. This is June 30th.
Oh, it is, ain't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, you had me all confused. I was going to say, I thought that's what we were doing the carload.
See, I'm still on the rainout week. I'm back a week.
I was going to say, you got me for a second there, but I'm like.
Yeah, it is going to be. It's fan appreciation night. $20 per vehicle load. And
if you're by yourself, it is still $15 to get in.
Yes.
They're not charging you an extra $5 just because you're by yourself.
But your best bet would be to call some buddies and say, let's ride to the racetrack together.
Absolutely. And invite that friend that maybe has not gone before.
Oh, that's a great point. This would be the weekend to do that.
Yeah, you save yourself $5 to bring a friend with you. So, you know, again, make sure that, you know, if you've got that guy that said, man, I don't know, I'd kind of like to go to the races, you know, invite him out and – you know, save yourself a little bit of money to go.
On hand, those are going to be your Printworks Indiana Pro Late Model Series. They're going to be there. Then also the A&K Excavating Modified. So that's why Jeremy Owens is going to be over there. Also the Wilson Automotive Superstocks, which this coming Saturday night is going to be another Brandeis Super Series night. So that is where the winner of the Wilson Automotive Superstocks win $900. But if they have the Brandeis sticker on the car, they get another $100, so that's a way for them guys to win $1,000 Saturday night. And then we're going to have your Pewter Hall Pure Stocks. And also your Hornets are going to be on hand. So, man, if you can go with three other people, I mean, that's only $5 a person, you know, for that. And, of course, you know, kids 12 and under are always free. And I know I talked to Mark Schaefer at the racetrack the last time we raced, and I said that Lawrenceburg was making a big deal on Twitter that night they were allowing kids 12 and under in for free. And I said, we're kind of missing the boat at Brownstown. We let them in 12 and under free every Saturday night. So you guys need to remember that. It's not a special night for a kid 12 or younger to get in for free. That's every Saturday night at Brownstown is the kids 12 and under are free.
No, and if you got a buddy and you all bring kids to the racetrack, my suggestion would be put your kids with somebody else, have them pay the $20, you know, and or the $15 with the kids, and you and the other guys ride in the truck and split the $20. I mean, I'm just thinking about how you could do it. Sparkman, I already see that you said, what about bringing a school bus? Sparkman, you don't have that many friends. So, yes, it'll still be $20.
No, I don't know. I think there is some limitations there.
I agree, but Sparkman doesn't have that many friends. He won't need a school bus. It'll be $15 for him by himself.
He can still bring the school bus. It just filled only the first two rows maybe of seats there. So. No, but you guys need to check the info on that. I don't have it right here in front of me, but I think there is a little bit of limitation there on.
Yeah, I don't believe you can bring in the school bus. I don't know if it's on this page or not. Let's see here.
I know it says for info, visit www.brownstownspeedway.com. So before we get off the show, we'll try to
I'll see if I can pull it up here and give us some
to get that covered there.
But let's go through as we talk about those classes that are going to be running here on Saturday night. Why don't you go through a little bit and talk about where are we at? Kind of a mid-season update.
Yeah, that's I was getting ready to say that we're about mid-season. I'll start off with the Printworks Indiana Pro Late Model Series. Tyler Kane is your points leader right now. Tyler has been in victory lane this year. Then right behind him is going to be Tyler Neal. Tyler's setting second points now. Been to victory lane twice this year already. And then third place in the points is going to be Raymond Humphrey. Fourth place, Zach Burton. Good year for Zach Burton. Glad to see him running up. You know, he running up near the front every week and up in the top in the points there. And then fifth place is our leading rookie of the year. We got two rookies in the Indiana Pro Late Models this year. Justin Bowling out of Salem, setting fifth in the points, and glad to, you know, he's actually gotten a lot of good experience this year. So,
sorry, I started laughing. I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at Sparkman. So I'll go ahead and say I apologize, Sparkman. Don't quit tuning in. You tune in every week, so I apologize, Sparkman.
But, yeah, Bowling's fifth, and then sixth is going to be Marty O'Neill. Seventh, Isaac Rainey, my buddy Isaac, setting pretty good in the points. I know he's stepped out of the car, I think, a couple times, maybe at least once this year, you know, to let someone else drive, and Isaac's pretty good at that. Steve Gotze setting eighth. Derek Bottoms is ninth, and Chad Stapleton, who's been on a tear with victories this year, is fifth in points. So that's your Indiana Pro Late Models so far this year. I do also want to shout out 12th place, Steve Peden. Steve stepped up from the Super Stocks last year. Him and Jamie Wilson was in an intense battle for the national points, national UMP points last year in the Super Stocks. But Steve walked away from the Super Stocks and stepped into an Indiana Pro Late Model car, and he's 12th in the points right now. So a big shout out to Steve with his first year in the Pro Late Models. What class you want to go to next?
Well, let's go Super Stocks. Did you do Super Stocks?
No.
Jason. I'm sorry. I was reading the BrownSoundSpeedway.com.
Is there limitations on vehicle
size? No,
size?
It's the other. It doesn't say. But I thought that when Jamie and Mark were on, I thought that there was. So I will tell you this: we will get a clarification on vehicle size, and then we'll post that to our Facebook and make sure that that's out there and we know, because I'm getting nervous. We got Warren Lucas. I know Warren's a bus driver. He's talking about driving the bus, and him and Sparkman and Warren. I'm not going to hit Sparkman anymore. I think I've hurt his feelings, so I'm not going to go after him anymore right now.
All right, Wolston Automotive Super Stock points are buddy of the show, Jason Heyman, is your points leader right now, and then Colton Sullivan. Sullivan's 1-2. There, we had a week off in between these two victories, but Sullivan's been in victory lane two times this year. Then Aubrey Egan, she's holding strong third place in the points. And like we've all said, and even Heyman, when he was on here, said that she will have a victory, he feels like, for the season's out this year. And then Tim Shumpy's running fourth in the points. The Maverick, JT Huffman's fifth.
And I'm telling you, he's got a victory coming soon, too, at Brownstown.
I agree with you on that one, too.
He picked up one, and this is Nathan Bowling. I don't know if Nathan's still watching. Nathan brought it up the other day, too. I think he picked up one at Salem, Thunder Valley maybe. JT did just the other day, but he's got a victory coming at Brownstown as well, because he continues to get better every week, and he's ran really, really well.
And I've seen improvement from him year to year also, so he's definitely stepped his game up. David Brewer is sixth in the points. Jack Fry is seventh. Steve Hollers is eighth. Tom Ault, ninth. And, Tom stepped out of the car one weekend there, and he still stayed in the top ten, so that's impressive there. And then Matt Terry rounds out your top ten with your Wilston Automotive Super Stocks.
And then let's go to the Pewter Hall Pure Stocks.
Got to give a shout-out to the point leader right now, the mayor of Nab, Indiana, Derek Clegg there. He, he's make sure he comes and talks to me every week. I always look forward to my 2 or 3 minute conversation with Derek there. And he's another strong competitor. Week in and week out, he is there to race.
And I've not had a chance to talk to Derek, but I've been supporting one of his sponsors. So, Derek, look me up at the racetrack this weekend. I'll let you know. But I have been a huge supporter of one of your sponsors recently.
Do you want to tell him who it was?
Or? No, I'll tell him at the racetrack.
Okay. All right. Then second in the points is going to be Keaton Strievel. Third is going to be Houston Rourke. Houston been in victory lane this year, and he had some – the last time we raced there with the Pure Stocks, he had some misfortune there, unfortunately, right there coming out of turn four. And I think it was going to be – he was going to be – something to matter there in the Donruss Tribute race there. He's always up front and runs hard. And then our buddy there, dirt track Donnie Wilson in fourth, made sure that we didn't go unfed at the Dream.
Absolutely. And Donnie, let's go back to the Donruss Tribute race. Donnie ran a heck of a race there. Not that he does it most weekends, but Donnie was really battling for that race too. And for a while there, I thought probably was going to have a great shot to run up front, but the yellow flags really help some guys to climb
to the
from the back. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Then fifth place is going to be Zach Stalker, and Zach has struggled this year, and I'm very surprised at that, because when the season ended last year, I thought he kind of had the bull by the horns there, and just some misfortune. But
I'm going to tell you, I think they found something at the Donruss Tribute because they were fast.
Yes, I agree with you on that one too. Josh Hayes is set in sixth. Dalton Rourke is seventh. William Burton is in the X is eighth, and then Allie Egan is ninth, with Jeremy Hibner, another feature winner, sitting 10th. Also, do want to give a shout out. I know he's not in the top 10 in the points, but Kevin Strevel, Keaton's brother, is running for Rookie of the Year, the Schaefer Photo and Custom Tees Rookie of the Year in the Pewter Hall Pure Stock class there. So that's another rookie there.
And let's throw out here, I'm going to throw out our sponsors real quick, and then I want you to elaborate a little bit on the Brandeis Super Series. I know we've touched on it a little bit, but that's a pretty cool deal that they're doing. But I do want to say this, you know, to shout out our sponsors here in the middle, you know, again, thank you to Schaefer Photo and Custom Yes. Tee. You know, when they were on, and all the stuff that they do for the racing community and the track and Brown Sound Speedway. But, you know, when they came on, they told us before, you know, hey, I want to give away a 20x30 frame print. And, you know, they've just done so much for us and supporting us and supporting the racing community. So huge shout out to Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee. Again, if you're looking for a gift, if you're looking for something special, check it out with Mark and Jamie. They can do some pretty cool stuff and, you know, frame prints, canvases, different types of things like that. Second in the FastLaneProductions.com. Again, Ryan and Nathan Bowling. I can't say enough about those two guys. You know, the premium subscription, if you are not on it already, go and sign up for that. It is, I'm telling you, it's amazing. I mean, it is so much fun to be able to go back and watch the races again and again and again. And you know, for me even, it's really cool to go back and watch some of the interviews with guys that we're getting ready to Yes. have on.
Yeah.
And be able to, you know, see them a few years ago, you know, because the library there is pretty extensive at in the FastLaneProductions.com. And then Brown Sound Speedway. And again, you know, a shout out to Jim Price. You know, Jim, you know, it is not an easy job being a promoter by any stretch of the imagination, but Jim has always supported us and done some things to help us out and mm-hmm. and promote us and, you know, letting me in to do my thing. So I appreciate that. And huge shout out to Jim. And again, I want to give a shout out to Jim on this fact, too, of, you know, here we're coming up to Fan Appreciation Night and a really cool race night. And to throw out the $20 carload deal, that's a pretty cool situation for a lot of people. And again, I want to say this. If you're coming to the racetrack, find that friend that has always talked about the races or has always thought about going but hasn't. Get them in your car with you and come with you, because just one other person is going to knock your costs by $5, and it's only going to cost each of you $10 to get in. So bring a friend. Let's load the stands up for Fan Appreciation Night and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and always on Fan Appreciation Night, for those that you guys don't know, right before we start the features, we let all the drivers that want to, they roll out to the infield with their car. I know, like Donnie Wilson, he always brings candy and those hero cards. And so, you know, we open the gate up, let you guys go across the track into the infield, you know, get all the autographs you can get. You know, I don't know exactly how long we let it happen, but, you know, bring your kids over there, let them get autographs, talk to the driver, check out their cars. I think the drivers are more excited about Fan Appreciation Night than the fans are sometimes, because
oh,
that's
absolutely.
Their way to really get connected with the fans. And like Dustin said, get over to Brownstown on Saturday, fill those stands up, and we're going to let you get up close and personal with your favorite, you know, race car drivers that night. And, you know, let's just make a good time of it.
I'm going to interrupt here real quick. One of my best friends in the whole world, Marcus Drinkett, just joined the Facebook Live there. And Marcus is a big reason why I have a podcast now. Marcus and I used to always talk about doing a podcast together. So I'm glad to see that he's joined us. Marcus was a big-time NASCAR fan and a Matt Kenseth fan. And back in the day when Kenseth and Stewart battled, me being a huge Stewart battle, there was several heated arguments. I remember one time that Stewart didn't realize that Kenseth was underneath him and may have ran him off the into the infield at a race. And Marcus walked in my apartment and threw the door open, was screaming and cussing at me like I was Tony Stewart. And I told him it was, you know, Rubbin's racing, and he walked back out and slammed the door closed again. And We didn't talk till breakfast the next morning, but that's okay. I think Stewart went on to win that race, and I believe he may have won the championship that year too, Marcus, but you'll probably remember better than I would. So, but a huge shout-out to Marcus, man, a good buddy of mine, and I hope all is well. And Marcus, come on down, brother, and let's go to the races. You come down and go to the dirt track with it. He's an Anderson guy up there at Anderson Speedway,
right on,
home of the little 500. And, you know, so he has a little bit of background there. So hopefully we can get him down sometime. But, again, you know, I want to jump us back here. But, you know, you're exactly right. This is a huge deal for the drivers. And I want to point out again, you know, Mark and Jamie have been pushing these guys to get their hero card orders in. They just posted a picture of all of them. They're extremely cool, you know, and these drivers go out and purchase these things in order to excite the fans.
Yes.
And support these guys and come out and bring your kids. And, you know, and I'm going to say it. I'm not going to dance around it. It's going to be warm Saturday night. So pack you a cooler with plenty of cold beverages and and I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Marcus just said he didn't recall Stewart being as cordial as I do. I don't know what you're talking about. I always thought
Marcus,
he was a gentleman.
Marcus, I'm totally on board with you on that one, man.
I thought he was always a gentleman.
Never met you, but I got your back on this argument.
So, hey, he didn't realize he was underneath him. That's all I can say. But, hey, love you too, brother. Thank you, Marcus. I appreciate you. But again, pack your big cooler with some cold beverages. I'm going to tell you right now, take your kids down to get the hero cards. Come find Matt or I before the race, and we're going to have some koozies out there.
Yeah.
We'll throw you up a koozie to help keep that cold beverage even cold longer. And, you know, stay hydrated and cool, and hopefully enjoy it. Well, I know you're going to enjoy a great night of racing.
And, you know, those hero cards, my 11-year-old, she probably has every hero card that Mark and Jamie has made over at least the last 3 years, because she takes full advantage of being a fan herself, and she gets down there and she gets to every driver and gets their hero card. And if they don't have a card, she comes home with a T-shirt full of autographs on top of the hero cards. And she gets very excited about Fan Appreciation Night also, because most of them already know her, but she still looks forward to going through the fan appreciation thing with them.
And I kind of threw it out, and then I totally diverted us and went off the rails. But let's talk a little bit more about that Brandeis series, because for some of the people that maybe haven't made it out to the track, they don't realize what Brandeis is doing with that Brandeis Super Series.
Yeah, Brandeis stepped in. They've been a big sponsor of NASCAR for years, and they stepped in this year and kind of give money to local dirt tracks. I know that they do a different deal on Friday nights with Bloomington Speedway, and then they do a deal with us Saturday night at Brownstown Speedway. But they kind of focus on the super stocks, and they picked six nights of racing, and those six nights is labeled the Brandeis Super Series. The winner of the feature that night gets $900, and if they run the sticker, you get an extra $100, which they give the sticker away. So, you know, why wouldn't the driver put that sticker on their car for an extra $100? But they keep a separate set of points for the Brandeis Super Series, so you could be a Brandeis Super Series points champion as well as being the Brownstown Speedway track champion. So I think that's very cool, very appreciative of Brandeis jumping in and doing that. And you know, when we had the first one, Mike Fields was the winner, and representative from Brandeis was there. He went down, presented the check, and you know, I interviewed him for a minute there with Mike Fields, and he seemed super excited that he was there and they were doing that. So I'm glad, you know, just can't give enough kudos to them.
Yeah, and it's just, again, it's a cool deal, and we've talked about on here with what Pewter Hall does, you know, mm-hmm. and Curtis Kaiser throws out to several of the deals, and Brandeis jumping on and helping with this.
All the class sponsors, you know, NK Excavating, Printworks, you know, Wilson Automotive,
absolutely,
Easy Lift, you know, all those guys.
So it's a cool deal for them to jump on and try and help, you know, promote the sport for sure. And I haven't talked to you yet, but I'm just going to throw out that there's a good chance that Throttled Up the Podcast is going to have something for Saturday night. I've got something in the back of my head, so drivers be aware, we might have something that we're going to throw out as a little bonus as well. So
I guess that's turnabout fair play, since you found out that Throttled Up was giving the extra $50 to the heat race winners for the Pure Stocks 2 weeks ago.
Through Facebook.
Yeah, it was Facebook and the announcement from the racetrack. So Yeah. Me and you are pretty good at shocking each other with that stuff.
That's
so.
All right. Hey, it was good. I got a rained out text that said we were giving it away, and I saw it on Facebook, so it had to be official. I knew we were good.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna do something. We haven't discussed it yet fully, but we're gonna have some kind of bonus. We're gonna throw out to one of the classes. And I'll be 100% honest. I may not decide till we roll in Saturday night what we're gonna do. I kind of like the way Curtis Kaiser does it sometimes, and just, you know, throws it out there. So we may figure it out then.
And see, he's a sponsor. I think, like, we want to be that he's a fan first.
Absolutely.
So he looks for ways, you know, to make it fun and exciting. And, you know, I can't say enough for Curtis. You know, me and him met actually at Dirt Track Donnie's campsite during Fun Fest one year. I was kind of sitting there and enjoying the evening, enjoying some beverages with Donnie, and Curtis and Brad Irwin come strolling up out of the dark, and me and Curtis have been buddies ever since. And, you know, I got to say, Curtis, we're taking some pointers from you and trying to find, you know, our own niche on making it fun there on Saturday nights.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're here at about 45 minutes or so. Matt, why don't we go ahead and I gave you the schedule. Why don't we look ahead to what's kind of there for the rest of the year for Brownstown Speedway, because there are some big races coming up.
Then can we jump back and do the modified points?
Did we never do the modifieds?
No.
Do the modified points.
Somebody jingled some keys in front of your face there, and you've lost all tracked it.
I have. I lost it all. I'm telling you what.
A&K Excavating UMP Modifieds. Matt Boatnick, your leader. Matt, been strong this year. Some kind of motor problem or an oil line or something there the last time we raced. But Matt is your points leader, you know, right here about half season. And then his dad, Dennis Boatnick, second in the points. Jeremy Owens, you know, good friend of the show, running third in the points. Ryan Thomas won 2 weeks ago there at Brownstown, setting fourth in the points. And Jeremy Hines stepped up. You know, he has the crate car and the modified this year, but he's actually looking strong in that 16 car, mm-hmm. I think. So Jared Fleetwood, when Gilpin's been out running the super late model places, Jared jumped down the 1G, and he's got himself sitting seventh in the points. Then Devin is eighth. With, you know, Devin's been to victory lane this year. Chad Combs sitting ninth. And then Logan Mounts, my buddy Logan, you know, came out with a brand new car this year. I know he's had some issues. He got tore up on Friday nights a few times and couldn't make it Saturday. But Logan up to 10th. So good job to all those guys right there.
And I'm telling you, I think that I know we've talked about all the classes there at Brownstown and how competitive they are. But I really, truly think that this modified class is going to be a battle going out. Because when you talk about guys like the Boatnecks and Owens and Thomas and Hines, you know, this is a group that's going to battle for who's going to come out the championship there for sure.
Yep.
And Jeremy's had some bad luck, and I'm going to throw it out. You said friend of the show, but, you know, I think Jeremy's getting ready to go on a run here to put it in victory lane several times. So.
Oh, I'm not going to argue at all with you there, because he's another one that, you know, when he pulls through the pits, the other modified drivers, they know he's there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and they pay attention to him. That's for fact. So
JJ Brooks, shout out to you. Thanks for joining the broadcast there. All I can say is no sun tonight.
Yeah. JJ, you're the reason I'm conscious about putting a shirt with sleeves on, by the way. You know, we sent one picture out when we was over at Eldora, and the first thing you did was comment that I had no sleeves on. So, and, you know, those of you that have known me for years, I usually go without sleeves every opportunity I get. JJ just tries to make it public now. So
keep it up. Sun's out, guns out, man.
Now the schedule, like you said, this Saturday is going to be the fan appreciation night.
I'm just going to point out, you threw me off right at the beginning. Prior, as we were going live, you kind of threw me off with a story you told me. So that's I've been off the rails since then. Go ahead.
July 7th, we got the Mars Dirt Car Series coming to Brownstown first time this year. They'll be there for the 4th annual Born Free 40. So we're going to have your Mars Super Late Model late models there, $5,000 to win, plus your Indiana Pro Late Models, Modified, Super Stocks, and Pure Stocks. That's Born Free 40. I know when Dustin Linville, when he was still racing, man, he pretty much, I think, first 2 years he owned that, and then Devin Gilpin stepped in and won it in year three. So you know, that's always a good show. Then July 14th, your AMS modified show up along with the super late models, Indiana Pro Late Models, modified super stocks, and that is going to be a Brandeis series night for your super stocks. So it'll be race three in the Brandeis series plus your pure stocks. July 21st, we're going to be off, so the Jackson County Fair can get set up. But then we're going to be right back there on July 26th. That's going to be the Jackson County Fair Thursday Thunder. That's going to have your Indiana Pro Late Models, modified super stocks, and Hornets. And then turning right around 2 days later, July 28th, Jackson County Grand Champion Fair Race, your sixth annual Paul Crockett Memorial Race with the super late models, modifieds, super stocks, and pure stocks. And I talked to Mark Norman there the last time we raced, and he actually increased the purse for the Saturday night show with the modifieds and super stocks. They're going to have $1,000 to win. So July 28th, modified super stocks, increased purse there. So make sure you guys get out there on, you know, at least the 28th and take advantage of that increased purse.
Yeah, and you can't beat that, you know, right here locally to have a Thursday night show, Saturday night show, and to enjoy the, you know, the Jackson County Fair, which is one of the best. Come out early. You know, support the local food booths there, not taken away from the concession stand whatsoever. But come support the local food booths, walk around the fair, and check out two great nights of racing.
I know that's the two nights of racing that Mark Schaefer looks forward to the most, because he enjoys the pictures of the Ferris wheel in the background.
Oh, yeah, that's always cool.
So those are actually my favorite pictures that Mark takes, so I look forward to those also. August 4th, your 14th annual Hall of Fame Classic, the Schaefer Ironman Championship Late Model Series rolling in that night. So you're going to have your Ironman Super Late Models, $10,000 to win that night on August 4th, and then your modified Super Stocks and Pure Stocks. Then we're going to take August 11th off. Then coming right back, August 18th, Schaefer Photo and Custom Tees Night. I know Mark and Jamie always think of some fun stuff to do with the fans that night. So if you guys, you know, think of a night to come out, Mark and Jamie always make sure to put the fans first there. And we're going to have the Indiana Pro Late Models, your Modifieds, Super Stocks. Another Brandeis Series night is August 18th.
And I believe, to go back real quick, I believe that Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee Night is one of the nights that we're looking for the donor challenge.
Yes.
And doing something with, again, you know, being an organ donor, we're going to come up with some things to give away, some Jackson 100 tickets.
Yes.
And I
believe Schaefer Photo and Custom Tees, Throttled Up has given them out in the Fast Lane Productions.
And then, you know, so we're, again, if you are not an organ donor right now, go out, make sure you've got that organ donor mark on your card, on your driver's license, so that we can enter you in that opportunity to win Jackson 100 tickets from either Throttled Up, Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee, and in the Fast Lane Productions.
And we haven't finalized with Chad, but
Chad's going to probably jump in and do something.
I'm going to say,
there,
as charitable as Chad is, I'm sure he will do something to help with that, because I know this is a very close personal matter to Chad. So, you know, let's not rule him out on doing something with us also that night. Off August 25th, I believe there's a rodeo going to be in town that night, is why we're going to be off. And then September 1st, your 34th annual Hoosier Dirt Classic. Man, this has been around for a long, long time. And going to have super late models, modified super stocks, pure stocks, and Hornets. Off September 8th for the World 100. Then we come right back September 15th for the Hornet Special with Indiana Pro Late Models, modified super stocks, pure stocks, and, of course, the Hornets. And then September 21st, 22nd, man, the weekend we all look forward to, your 39th annual Jackson 100 weekend. Friday night's going to be the 6th annual Bowman 50. And I tell you, that is a great big deal for your Indiana Pro Late Models, man. That is their...
And it's a cool race. I mean, it's something totally different than what they usually see with that, you know, the 50-lap feature there and having to run that.
Yes.
So,
and shout out to Brian Bowman on that. You know, he always steps in with that one. So the Bowman 50 there on Friday the 21st, you're going to have your Indiana Pro Late Models, Pure Stocks, Hornets, and the UMRA King of TQs there that night. I believe the Lucas Oil cars will qualify. I know in the past they would qualify Friday night, and then they would house theirs back in the haulers and were done until Saturday. But at least in the past, we used to qualify them on Friday. And then Saturday is going to be your 39th annual Jackson 100 with the Lucas Oil late models and modifieds and super stocks. So that takes us to almost the end of September there. So,
well, and you know, and. Again, if you haven't come out to a race, and I know we've had some people talk to us and say, you know, I really think this thing's kind of cool. I'd like to check it out. You know, come out, you know, whether it's a regular Saturday night show or one of these big races, but come out and enjoy it. But the one thing I will say, and I'm not promoting the big ones over anything else, come out and see the Jackson 100.
Oh, yeah.
To see, you know, local guys mixed in with these Lucas Oil guys and, you know, see the show that goes on there, because that's a heck of a weekend for sure. But I do want to throw this out there, and I don't want to harp on it because it's not a local deal, but do we want to address the Bloomer incident that came out this week as well?
I think we just need to stand as positive promoters of the sport, as let people read the headlines and draw their own conclusion.
Okay. I'm good with that. But
because, you know, I don't like it when people get on and talk negative about our sport, because all that does is take the people that are on the fence, whether to go to the races or not, and it just makes them stay home.
And I agree 100%. So, this is the only thing I will say about it is, what to back up the thing that we said before, he constantly has drama around him.
Yes.
And I don't know what the truth is. I don't know what the deal is, but constantly he has drama built around him. And that's why I think those that love him, support him, and defend him, and those that are not fans don't want to see him, you know, in victory lane.
It must be pretty obvious that drama sells T-shirts, because
there's
probably more of his T-shirts in the stands when he is there than any other driver there is, you know.
Well, and it's funny, because I think people that even verbally say they don't like him own his T-shirts. I think that it doesn't matter. I think you still go out and get it. So,
I'll tell you a quick story about him. My buddy Keith's brother, Tommy Deppy, huge Billy Moyer fan. You know, him and Jamie, she loves Billy Moyer too. And then when I was young, I was a great big Rooster Brewster for Blomqvist. I mean, I bought every shirt that came out, and you know, when I was through my 20s, so at the World 100 and the Dream, me and Tommy would make a bet that both drivers had to make the feature event at Eldora for the Dream of the World. Whichever driver outrun the other one, we had to go buy that T-shirt. So, like, if Billy Moyer outran Blomqvist, I had to take my money and go buy a Billy Moyer T-shirt, and Tommy had to go buy a Blomqvist T-shirt, because, you know, those were two drivers back in the 90s and early 2000s that if you was a Billy Moyer fan, you couldn't stand Blomqvist. And if you was a Blomqvist fan, you couldn't stand Billy Moyer. So when we started having to buy each other's T-shirts, you know, that became pretty competitive. And we had to buy it that night. It wasn't like, well, I'll get it next time. You know, so I also thought that was kind of a cool deal that me and Tommy had going on there. And so I know of one Billy Moyer fan that has a couple Blomqvist T-shirts, as well as I have some Billy Moyer T-shirts. So, you know.
And here before we sign off, Marcus, I saw that you posted about the, you know, the dirt track racing there at the Motor Speedway. And, you know, I will say this. I think it's we talked a little bit about it earlier, but huge deal, man. I think it's awesome. And, you know, I know you're up there in Anderson, and I may try and sneak up there for that weekend to watch that race up there. So, I expect a phone call so we can catch up a little bit. But
I think you can see Tony Stewart in that dirt race.
I think there's no doubt that he'll end up that somehow.
And I'm going to agree with Marcus there that you probably see – it might not be just IRL drivers. I think you're going to see some NASCAR – I know Ricky Stenhouse, you know, he has a TQ that he races over in Illinois sometimes.
Absolutely.
So I think Ricky will probably be there. You know, him and Clawson were actually friends. So you're going to see some support in all levels of racing come out for that.
And I want to say this – people pick on Ricky Stenhouse a lot. That cat can wheel, man.
Yes, he can.
Give him, and especially on dirt, that cat can wheel.
Yeah.
So I know that some of these NASCAR fans out here, which, man, he's had a good run in NASCAR the last 2 years, but they want to pick on him. The kid can wheel. He is, and now that he's single, he's ran a lot better. But I'll just leave it at that. And as a Bears fan, I'm really excited for what that relationship may bring to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers here going forward. So hopefully it has the same effect.
You think there's some taboo went to Green Bay? Is that what you're saying?
I'm hoping. And I think Ricky Stenhouse is right on board with me. So, Ricky, if you catch our episode, come on and talk about it with me. You know, guys, get out this weekend. Great, great opportunity to come out again to Brownstown Speedway and check out Fan Appreciation Night. Again, $20 a carload.
Meet a driver that you've maybe rooted for in the stands for a long time, but never had the opportunity to, you know, like Dustin said, you know, you see him drive around the car with their helmet on, you kind of envision what they look like or everything, and this is a chance for you to you know, get to see them up close, shake their hand, talk to them, you know, tell them that you root for them. You know, I know the drivers enjoy that, and you know, that would be that's what those drivers need, is to know that we do support them. And, you know, every class, you know, there is great drivers in every class that races at Brownstown Speedway, and we need to come out and show that support to them.
Absolutely. And again, thank you to our sponsors, Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee, In the Fast Lane Productions.com, Brownstown Speedway, and then our good buddy Kenny Montgomery, who let us use his single Dirt for our intro and outro music. So again, thank you to all those guys that have supported us as we've started this deal. Again, if you're at Brownstown Speedway Saturday night, come find us for some koozies. We'll be passing those out as part of Fan Appreciation Night, and also we'll be doing something for the drivers. So you drivers that listen, we're going to throw something. I don't know what class. I don't know what I'm going to do, but we're going to do. We'll figure something out. So,
I do want to give a big shout out. You did on the last episode there when I was under the weather, but Tori Rotier, you know, he was one of the recipients of the $50.
Thank you.
For the heat race, and you know, I know you already thanked him, but I want to thank, you know, Tori for, you know, thanking us on Facebook and then coming on here on the last episode and thanking us again. And like I said, we're just taking some cues from Curtis Kaiser and Peter Hall there, and just trying to find ways to give it back to the drivers. And I just want to thanks for the shout out back, though. That helps out a whole lot.
Absolutely. Everybody. Jeremy Owens is, you want a couple
can koozies, or what do you want there, Jeremy?
Yeah, if you want koozies, Jeremy, I got you hooked up, man. All right, Jeremy, I'll wait for you here. This doesn't make for good broadcasting. But hit me up, Jeremy. We'll get you something over there. Everybody, get out to the racetrack this week and look us up and hit us up.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I'm from that dirt, 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 dirt. I'm all about that dirt, 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 dirt. I'm throwing dirt, 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 dirt. I miss that dirt, 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 dirt. Gotta get back to it. I'm a dirt trackaholic. Call it what you call it. Saturday night, I am so Kenny Wallace on that dirt, 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 dirt. I miss that dirt. Dirt. Gotta get back to it. I've been the Kenny Wallace of the rap game. Woo! Ever since I hit him with that dirt track thing. Yeah. Now nationwide, everybody knows my name. They're like, mama, that's Kenny Montgomery. He sings that song we like. Yeah, boy, that's me. Roll out the trailer, I'm flossing. Huh. Them Hoosier tires glossing. Yep. Them cold kind, we're tossing. Right. They know I came to wreck it, yet I rarely bring out a caution. I hit the high side. Boy, I park it for Brian Clausen. I do them like Kyle Larson. Watch me throw them sliders. Party in Victory Lane, and y'all boys ain't invited. Your mama gets excited when I pull up to unload. Even your grandpa talking about, man, that boy too cold. We don't sit on 24s, we don't ride on spinners. I'm posted up on them 15s with platinum dirt defenders. Got kids up in my window like, hey, Mo, are you gonna win it? Yeah, I hope y'all brought some stamps, cause y'all know I'm about to send it on it. Dirt, 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 I'm all about that. Dirt, 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 I'm throwing. Dirt, 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 I miss that. Dirt, 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 gotta get back to it. I'm a dirt trackaholic, call it what you call it. Saturday night, I am so Kenny Wallace on that. Dirt, 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 I miss that. Dirt, 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 gotta get back to it. I just won hot laps for the third week. Huh? Lil Dave said he thinks we're in the first heat. Yeah. So I go and check the board on my bike, sitting outside pole. Y'all know what it's looking like. W, W, that's another George W. Hit him with that half a lap, like dang, what gear you running, dude? And where'd you get that fire suit? Man, I like that stitching. Velocity USA, hey, just tell Brad that I sent you. I'm shining like I
I'm rubbered up and I'm smiling for the pics.
Say cheese.
Y'all boys be looking tacky while I stay looking slick.
So short.
Four new rims, no new friends. They never know what I'm planning.
Never.
And mama just gave me them eyes like, dang, baby, you looking handsome.
Hey, Brit,
we pray and sing the anthem. Nobody takes a knee. We stop and show respect because we're all proud to be.
That's right.
From the land of the free and the home of the brave. Y'all better wake up and get it. We're making America great again. Let's all go out and kick it on the
dirt. Dirt, I'm all about that. Dirt, I'm throwing. Dirt, I miss that. Dirt,
gotta get back to
I'm
it.
I'm a dirt trackaholic, call it what you call it. Saturday night, I am so Kenny Wallace on that. Dirt, I miss that. Dirt,
gotta get back to it.